Sometimes our thoughts and imaginations are chaotic, which makes us disarrayed. And sometimes these imaginations mesmerizes us, which makes us scared to come back into the harsh reality. You're listening to Unsaid Stories by Tabs Siddiqui. Many of these stories will surely take you for an emotional ride. This podcast contains unsaid emotional collections of stories written and produced by me. I am Tabs Siddiqui. Lots of moments comes into your life. One of the most congenial and delightful moment comes when one-sided love gets converted into two-sided. But it hurts a lot when this conversion remains only in your imagination. You stay there with your one-sided love and imagination getting hurt day by day. Let's begin. My first short story. One-sided imagination. It's so awe moment for me when he stares at me. He doesn't know that I have noticed. He does that silently, privately, but I know. His eyes when stares at me with a cute blush on his face and a warming smile from his lips makes me feel great. I feel honored. He lights me up inside. When he stares at me, his eyes are so deep. His eyes are so deep. I feel as if it's singing poetry for me, which contains taste of love. And then I'm in love with his cute postures. When he acts like he wasn't staring, he behaves like a stranger. As if I don't know that he was noticing me. But I know. I said this to my best friend Neha on call, and she said, "Really, you know? Well, you know what? I have also noticed that you too stares at him, right?" Well, I was blushing on call. I said, "Well, he doesn't know that I do stares at him secretly, but you know, Neha, it's a purest form of love. It's not at all awkward." Neha said, "You are really mad. It's awkward. I feel it's awkward, right? You are in love with him, I guess. So you should just go and confess." I was thinking actually, but no. She said, "How can you feel this cute?" I was like, I told her that it's cute because he's loving me secretly and he respects me. And it's cute because of the fact that he's hiding his feelings. As he's afraid of losing our friendship bond, that's why he hides them. And it's really special, right? It's the purest form of love. And then Neha was laughing on me. She was like, "You are mad, Tabs. You're really mad." And she just disconnected my call. I was like, why are you doing this to me? Okay. And then I got lost into my thoughts again. I was again back to the imaginations. Imagining myself with him like a mad girl. Next morning, I was getting late for the college. Somehow, I managed to attend the lecture. I was in the lecture, but suddenly I received a message. It was Neha, and the message was, "Oi Tabs, I was noticing him today, and he's actually looking handsome. And I have also noticed that he really stares at you secretly. Listen. See, he is afraid of losing your friendship. That's why he is not confessing. So you do one thing. You go and confess it." all the best. Now look at me.
I looked at her. She was whispering,
all the best, Dabs. I whispered back, shut up, Neha. What are you doing? But then exactly at that moment, Sir caught us. Not us, only me. He loudly said, Dabs, kindly leave the classroom. Oof, I took my bag and left. I was sitting outside the classroom. Then again, Neha's message. The message was, Dabs, sorry, but all the best, he. Oh my god, that he, that was so annoying. But she is my best friend. And I was thinking that, should I really go and confess it? No, I texted back that, Neha, I hide it just because I feel shy to express it. How can I just go? Well, it's not one-sided, but it's just that we both are waiting for the perfect eye contact moment, you know? Like, we want to express it through our eyes. And then we just want this love bond to be made accidentally. We both are stupid. Oof, I guess I'm the only one who is stupid. After texting Neha, I again got lost into my imagination. Again, I was imagining the same thing. Our perfect eye contact moment. I just wanted it to happen in reality. Is it possible? I wish. And I was lost into the same thing that suddenly, Dabs, what are you doing here? And where are you lost? I told you to leave the classroom, but what about your remaining lectures? Rohit sir, he was standing right in front of me and he was calling my name while I was lost into my imagination. I hesitated. I said, sir, I'm sorry, sir, for my behavior, actually. And then sir interrupted, it's okay, now go attend your lectures. And after completing your all lectures, meet me in the staff room, all right? I replied, okay, sir. What a boring day, what a boring day, Tabs. Neha was highly frustrated because of the continuous lectures since morning. She told me that let's go to the canteen. I told her no, I need to go and meet Rohit sir. She told me alright, all the best, because Rohit sir is the most strict and the most youngest professor of our college, and also he's a bit handsome. I laughed and I told her, shut up, Neha. And then she just left and I took my way to the staff room. I was in front of the staff room. Then I saw everybody was congratulating Rohit sir, and he was extremely busy amongst other faculty members. I was confused. I looked here and there. Then I saw a girl sitting there near the staff room in the waiting area. I went towards her and I asked her, excuse me, do you have any idea that why everyone is congratulating Rohit sir? She looked at me and said, yeah, he has been promoted as the head of the psychology department. I replied, oh, that's great. Thanks. Then she asked me back, well, why are you asking about him? I told her, because he told me to have a meet, but I guess he's busy. Should I wait or should I? Then suddenly she interrupted. If you don't mind, can I suggest something? I was confused. I replied, yeah, please. Then she told me, don't ever say no to him. And just do not ever deny his commands. This is my humble suggestion to you. I was shocked that what is she saying? I told her, what are you saying and why? Then she started looking here and there. Then she looked at Rohit sir, who was busy with other members. And then in a lower tone, she said,
he had been arrested for plotting his GF murder, who died in an accident. What? I was shocked. I was so shocked. Then I asked her, wait. He had been arrested, right? Then with a criminal record, how come he can get the job here as a psychology professor?
Then she told me that he got released easily because there were no proof against him. He plotted it perfectly like an accident just because her girlfriend said no to him for something. So he's still a white collar for everybody, like he did nothing. But in reality, he's not. He's mad. He's so mad that he can plot murder against anyone who denied him. Only because he has some issues with any kind of denial. He's a psychologist, but he himself needs treatment. And he's a mad person with a criminal mind. I was unable to digest all this. I told her, oh, wait girl, wait. How do you know all this and how can I trust you? Then she replied, well, let it be. I don't have time to tell you that how do I know all this. But if you don't trust me, then do you remember a Pune uncle from psychology department who died 1 week ago? I replied, yes. You are talking about Uncle Rajesh, right? Who died in an accident 1 week ago, right? She said, yups, but it was not an accident. Just because Uncle Rajesh denied for some work, he killed him. And it was a planned murder, which he portrayed as an accident. In the same manner, like he plotted against her girlfriend. So it's my suggestion. Never deny his comments and just make least interaction. Just keep him as a professor and don't be too friendly. Okay? Listen, I know it's shocking for you, but it's the truth. So have a nice day. I need to go. Bye. After saying bye, she walked away. And I was surprised. I mean, seriously, I was so shocked that how can he, lots of things were running in my mind about Rohit sir. I was thinking that I knew that he was a short-tempered person and also he is one of the most strict professor, but he planned to murder and executed them and he's still freely, like he's roaming freely. How? Just because there is no proof against him. Oh, I cannot adjust all this. Tabs, won't you congratulate me?
I looked up. It was Rohit sir.
I was extremely shocked by that girl commands that my voice was coming out in a very lower tone. And I was hesitating. Then I looked up and said, congratulations, sir. Many, many congratulations. He replied, thanks a lot. Well, I called you for a meet today, right? And I guess you are lucky for me. See, I'm promoted, so you are lucky for me. I was surprised that what is he saying? I was not knowing that what to say. Then I hesitatingly said, thanks, sir. Then he said, come inside my cabin. You're gonna be the first student visiting my cabin. Come. But then suddenly I got a call. It was an unknown number. Sir looked at my phone and said, after attending it, come inside, okay? I replied, okay, sir. I received the call. It was Mars, my one-sided imagination guy. He told me that Neha has left for home due to some emergency, and she has given me your books and contact number and told me to give you. I was extremely happy, but because of the Rohit sir's strange behavior, I was hardly showing my interest on the call and I was hardly focusing. So in short words, I disconnected the call after telling him that after meeting sir, I'll call you. Then I saw Neha's message. The message was, there was no emergency tabs, it's just my gift for you. Have a nice date, stupid. Oh God, I blushed and texted, thanks Neha, you're my true bestie and you are also stupid. Anyways, I'm going to meet Rohit sir now. After meeting, I'm gonna call you, okay? Then I turned back towards the cabin of Rohit sir and I knocked the door. He said, come in. I walked out from his cabin towards the old library building from where he told me to get some books and then I can leave for home. But I was thinking about his proposal, which I denied. Yes, he proposed me and I denied. He told me that he's only 6 years elder than me and age doesn't matter. It's your decision and he won't force me. Well, if that girl was right, then he's gonna plot a murder against me too. Well, it's better to die instead of saying yes to his proposal. Well, he was very normal when I denied his proposal. Like, instead of getting sad or upset or getting angry, he smiled and he told me that he respects my decision and you just forget about this meeting and from today he's just Rohit sir for me and just do one thing and bring me these books from the old building's library. I was wondering that what is happening. I was still lost in my thoughts. Then he interrupted that you just bring me these two books from the old library building and after that you can go home, right? So thanks. I was still thinking. I took the name of the two books which he wanted and I left the cabin. Now I was moving towards the old library building from where he told me to get the books. Well, I doubt that he would do anything against me, but if he could do it, then it's better to die, right? Instead of accepting his proposal. Keeping my thoughts aside, I went inside the building. I looked up at the stairs. It seemed like the building is under construction. I looked here and there, but no one was there. I ignored because it was lunchtime. Ignoring all these facts, I took the stairs for library. I was going up that abruptly. I was about to fall from the stairs that a touch giving me goosebumps saved me from falling down. I was scared. I looked up accidentally straight into his intense eyes. Without any interruptions, our eyes locked up into one another. It was my dream guy, Maz. He was saying something that he saw Rohit sir removing that warning sign, but I was completely lost into his eyes. But I was also listening whatever he said. He also said that, what are you doing here? Why he removed that sign? I came back following you. And what if something would have happened? This building is under construction and you know it's not safe. It's an old building, Tabs. Like, are you listening to me, Tabs? But I was lost. I was lost into his strange eyes, his intense eyes. And after some time, he was also quiet. He was also looking into my eyes with the same touch of love. It was nothing strange. The feeling said that you are for one another. He used to behave strange, right? Whenever I caught him staring at me. But now, a deeper contact was made. We both were lost into each other's eyes. It was divine. How felicitous moment it was. Only through our eyes, we expressed a lot. We almost discussed an era in that whole moment. Only through our eyes. It was my dream. Perfect eye contact. But suddenly, the building collapsed down. And the very next moment, from that eye contact, my eyes were getting the view of hospital. The hospital machine's sound was damn irritating. Those beep 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 sound. Concerned for him strived through me. Like, where is he? How is he? I tried getting up from my bed. I tried walking. I was feeling very heavy, but still I tried. And there he was, in the room just opposite of mine. I was going inside, but then suddenly someone interrupted. Hey, why you got up? And how are you feeling? Wait, first you just come with me. Come, Tabs. I'm your doctor, Dr. Sam. Just come. Yeah. Sit here on your bed and don't get up, okay? right? So now you tell me, how are you feeling? Okay, and don't get up from your bed. Tell me, are you feeling better? Doctor, I'm fine. There is my friend Mars. Just tell me, how is he? Like, tell me please. I wanna meet him. How is he? Wait, Tabs, calm down. I'll let you meet him, but not now. Okay. See, listen to me carefully. It's a temporary memory loss. So, but don't take stress. He is not stable now, but it will take time. It happens after such accident, and it's a temporary thing. Okay, so he will be all right. Wait, doctor, wait. Please, let me meet him. Please. He may regain his memory by recognizing me. See, doctor, please. I promise I won't say a word. Please, doctor, please. See, Tab, listen. No. I don't want to listen. Please. Tabs. Dr. Sam was really confused and he was hesitating, but then finally he said, okay. Then he took me. There he was. Lost in his thoughts. Maybe he was trying to remember who he was, why he is here. I went towards him, tried making the same contact. I hoped that he'll get his memory back. Maybe he'll remember. I went closer and tried making the same contact. It was more perfect than ever I thought. And then he came closer, saying the name, but unfortunately it was not my name. He said, Tina. Surprised, my heart, it was aching that suddenly a girl came saying sorry to him, that I'm sorry Mars, I'm sorry. And she just came inside and she hugged him tightly, and there I was stunned. Tears of grief strived through my eyes, and then they had that perfect eye contact which I used to imagine. I left from there. It was just an imagination in which I was living. I mean, who was she? I came inside my room and I was just thinking that who is Tina, and he took his name, but he lost his memory, but still he remembers that who Tina was. I was just crying sadly. Someone was knocking the door. I said, come in. And I wiped all my tears. And then I saw some unknown girl is entering my room. She was carrying a bouquet for me, I guess. Hey, Tabs, right? This is Rhea. And this bouquet is for you. I was confused. Who is she? I took the bouquet from her hand and said, thanks. I'm sorry, Rhea, but do we know each other? She said, no. I mean, you don't know me, Tabs, but I know you. Actually, I am Tina's sister. Do you know Tina? And Maz? He's my best friend. Through him only I know you. I was confused. Then I said, please have a seat. She replied, thanks. Actually, Tabs, I wanted to tell you something. I replied, okay, tell me. She said, it's strange for you, Tabs, but actually Mars... I replied, Mars what? Tell me, say. Then she hesitatingly replied, Mars once told me that he feels for you, but I guess it's just an infatuation, and maybe he's falling for you, but he hasn't proposed you yet, right? So I want you to do me a favor by convincing him that it was all infatuation, and from your side it was nothing, and you want him only as your best friend. And I interrupted her and said, wait, hold on, that's wrong, okay? Why would I tell him that? It was not just an attraction, okay? It was, I do feel for him. In fact, I love him, and I really do. Why would I do all this, okay? And who are you to tell me that? She replied, listen, Tabs, I can explain this. Just listen to me carefully. I beg you for my sister's life. Actually, Mars was deeply in love with her, and somewhere he still do. Last month only he was stressed and was finding a way because he was unable to forget her. When he proposed her, she rejected him for a guy, but that guy harassed her and ditched her. She's not back because now he ditched her, but because she loves him, and she was not knowing this earlier, but now she has realized. And Tabs, now she's having only Mars as her last hope. If Mars will reject her, then she'll die. She'll do suicide, Tabs. Tabs, she's suffering from depression, and her mental state is extremely critical. She would literally kill herself. She's mentally not prepared for the rejection, and maybe Mars can give her a chance and can save her life, but by thinking about you, he may reject her. So I need your help for this, because if you would convince him, then he would be clear with his thoughts, and there would be more chances that he would accept Tina, or else my sister would die. So I beg you. She will die. Please, I beg you. And Tabs, I interrupted her again. Ria, just leave me alone. I have understood everything. I know what to do, okay? Now leave me. She said, Tabs, I'm sorry. I know it's difficult. And Ria, I said, leave me alone. She said, okay, sorry, I'm going. Take care. Then Ria left, and I was crying. I was thinking that my dream, my imagination, my perfect eye contact, I'm not the one who's gonna sacrifice my love, and I don't wanna do this shitty favor. But Mars, he lost his memory, but still he could remember that girl. So maybe Ria is right. She told me that last month only he was trying to get over Tina. So should I just do this favor? But what should I do? What should I do? Tabs, you should do this, okay? You need to do this. Because Mars don't love you. He doesn't, okay? And it was just an infatuation. Ria is right. He loves Tina because when I went closer, he took Tina's name. It was not my name. So, I should do this.
I
convinced myself that I need to talk to Mars. I need to know that if he really feels for me or it was really some infatuation. I went straight towards his room. I saw Rhea moving towards the passage area. She was on call. Ignoring her, I took my way towards his room and unfortunately, I heard their conversation. He was talking to Tina. He said, "You are sorry, but for what, Tina?" She replied, "I'm regretting for slapping you and for rejecting your proposal. Now from your accident, I have realized, Mars, that I love you and the guy Rohit for whom I left you was an idiot and he harassed me and he ditched me. I hate Rohit. I just hate him. I hate him." Suddenly, Mars got confused. Because of Rohit's name, he started chanting his name. Then he said, "Rohit, Rohit sir, my God, why I'm getting this headache suddenly? Rohit sir, yes, Tabs, yes, where is Tabs? OMG, this headache is killing me." Tina started crying that, "What happened, Mars? Are you all right? Who is Tabs and Rohit sir? Should I call doctor? Are you all right?" Suddenly, Dr. Sam came. He saw me. Then after hearing Ma's voice, he directly went inside. He told Tina to stay quiet and just kindly leave the room. Then he came outside and he told Tina that his condition is critical. He's suffering from temporary memory loss and no one is allowed here. Just stay outside, okay? And where is nurse? Then two nurse and one ward boy rushed inside on Dr. Sam's command. Then after half an hour, doctor came back. He told us that he's fine and he has gained his memory back. Give him 10 more minutes and you all can go and meet him. But precautionary, avoid arguments because taking stress can be harmful for him. Nothing serious, but just be careful. After saying this, Dr. Sam left. Then Tina asked me that, "You are his classmate and a friend, right?" I replied, "Yes." Then she wanted to ask something, that suddenly Rhea came. She asked Tina that, "Why are you crying? You cried? What happened?" Then Tina told her everything. After their conversation, I told them that, excuse me, I just wanna talk to him privately. So, may I? They both agreed. I went inside and said, "Hi, Mars." He smiled at me and he said, "Tabs, I was thinking about you only. Just come sit down. I need to tell you a lot. How are you? Are you fine? Listen. You know what? There is something suspicious about Rohit sir. I saw him removing the warning board sign where it was written that no one is allowed to enter the building because it was under construction, right? And it was dangerous. And it was written that it may collapse. Why he did it?" Then he told me everything, whatever he saw. Then I got lost into the thing which Rhea told me, Rhea's favor and everything. That again Mars interrupted and said, "Tabs, where are you lost? What happened?" I asked him that, "Do you remember Tina?" He replied, "Yes, I'm sorry I didn't tell you about her because we hardly had interaction with each other in college, right? Right?" I replied, "Yeah, it's true. But now I know everything about you and Tina. Actually, your best friend Rhea, she told me everything." He surprisingly asked, "Rhea? How do you know her?" I told him that she came to meet me. then after having a balanced conversation, I finally told him, Maz, I want to say something. Actually, the thing is that... I told bye to Maz and I told him that I'm sending Tina inside and I'm going in my room to take some rest, okay? Bye. After telling him bye, I was coming out. Only I know that my heart was aching. I felt like to cry, to... I just wanted to shout. I wanted to cry. Then I saw Tina. She was waiting outside. I told her that Maz is calling you, Tina. And I went straight into my room. I cried there. The more I was thinking, the more my heart was aching. I told Maz that it was just an infatuation and he's still in love with Tina. And I was... I convinced him that it was just an attraction from my side too. But you know what, in my head I was thinking that please Maz, say that no, it's not an infatuation, it's not attraction. I love you, Tabs, I love you, but no. He replied, you're right, Tabs. We could be best friends and it was just an infatuation. I think I still love Tina. My heart is aching. That perfect eye contact, which I imagined, what was not for us, it was for him and Tina. In reality, it was for them. It was destined, and I just cannot. My imagination. They had that perfect eye contact. They had. It was just an imagination in which I was living. He was not for me. And he was not for me. 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 I searched my bag from the hospital lobby. I removed my diary from that bag. I wrote my heart out. Everything out. He was not for me. He was not for me. He was. Neha closed my diary in which I had written my last words that he was not for me. He was not for me. And it was just an imagination in which I was living. I ended my life. Tabs attempted suicide and jumped out from hospital building 16th floor. She ended her life. Neha, her best friend, was extremely stressed. She thought that she could have saved her from those unnecessary imaginations which haunted her, which broke her heart into pieces. Expectation hurts a lot. Her one-sided imagination and expectation killed her. But after reading her diary, Neha was knowing that one person need to get arrested who plotted her murder as accident, exactly like it did for his ex-girlfriend and Uncle Rajesh. But this time he won't get released easily, because this time this diary and Maz was witness. Maz was ready to come out in court as witness to provide justice to Tabs and also to get relief from the thought that somewhere he was also responsible for her suicide. Thank you. Neha and Maz was at peace because Rohit got his punishment from court for plotting 3 murders as accident, out of which 2 were successful. It was strange that Rohit accepted his all 3 crime which he plotted as accident. Maybe because he was regretting. After hearing his acceptance, court sentenced him to death. Tomorrow is the day he would be dead. Tomorrow, Neha and Maz would get truly satisfied. And maybe Tab's soul would get some peace. This is just the end of this story. I am Tab Siddiqui. It's my pleasure having you here with me, and I'm gonna come back soon with another episode containing another story from Unsaid Stories by Tab Siddiqui. Till then, keep sharing, keep loving, and take care. Bye.